Mark at home to Gateshead Leam Lane on Saturday, and things are going really well at the moment for the lads, aren't they?
Yeah, we're doing very well. Last Saturday was a different kind of performance. Previously, we've been playing some lovely football, opening teams up, creating chances, and really winning by a long margin. Saturday was a different game. We weren't at our footballing best, but we dug in deep. The desire was there, the commitment was there, and probably deserved it. And their manager even said we deserved it, even though we weren't at our best.
Redcar Athletic, who you beat, were third in the table, but it shows how the lads are progressing if they can adapt to different conditions like those on Saturday. As you said, Redcar were breaking the play up.
Yeah, we said before the game, you know, that we've been, each game's been another test. We've looked at teams higher up the division, and we started beating teams mid-table, then we started beating teams that were sort of 5th, 6th, 7th. This time we've been one of the top three, and that's the first time we've done that this year, so it just shows how we're progressing.
9th in the table, Big Gateshead, and the other results go in Dalwell's favour, could be up to 7th on Saturday night.
I mean, whilst it's always nice to look at the table and see yourself in the top half, you've only got to look that we've played more games than any other team in there, and the others will come past us. But, you know, if we finish in the top half of the table compared to where we started from, at the, you know, when we took over, that's some achievement.
I think Dalwell Reserves were second off bottom, third off bottom when you took over.
Yeah, second bottom when we took over. So it's been a steady progress. You know, we've had our blips, which we only expect. It's taken some time getting the lads in who we wanted to get in, but we're there now. So it's going well.
A lot of young lads in the side now. The average age must be, what, 19, 20, 21 these days?
Yeah, we've got an odd one or two that really pull the average age down a little bit. But no, generally, most of them are either under 18, 19. Certainly, there's not many above 21, 22 now.
It's great though, isn't it? It's and there's lads being called off for the county under 18 squad who couldn't play last week and are added to the squad this week.
Yeah, that's right. They were missing last week. They've got another two matches as well. We've got a couple of other lads, and how on earth the county haven't taken them either, I just don't know. But the longer they stay with us, the better for us.
And it's great, isn't it? It's everything's looking up with these young lads pushing their way through, and who knows, might finish top 6 or 7 at the end of the season. But now you maybe start looking at next season thinking, right, let's get going from the word go.
Well, that's, you know, from the word off, we'll be ready this year. We'll have done our own preparation. We'll have brought lads in that we want to bring in. But our aim now is to start pushing some of these lads to see if they can get into Martin's squad and start getting themselves in the first team squad. That's what we're here for. You know, lads like Dale Milburn, Lee Hume, Danny Wheeler, there's plenty about there that really, if they show the right application, listen and dedication, there's no reason why they can't.